wanna see him reel and rock. Long as he's got a dime, the music won't ever stop. Come over, Beethoven. 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 Think of these rhythm and blues.
Howdy, funky friends. My name is Doug.
I'm Rachel.
I'm Ben.
I'm Mariah.
Kyle.
And
we're Raspberry Pi. And you're listening to WMUCFM.
College Park. What's inside has got to come out? That's what the funk is
all
about.
What the hell was that, guys? What the crap was that? Hey, fan, welcome to WMUC Digital College Park, where college radio is good radio. So, my name is Dingleberry, and today's show for Happy New Day Tunes is going to be run by, Dingleberry. That's me. So, for all of you students out there, fall break is coming soon, you know, that's... fall break is really an extension of the weekend, because the weekend starts on Saturday, even though really it starts on Friday afternoon, and then it ends on Tuesday on fall break. Usually it ends on Sunday. You know, it's Friday night, really. Really, Friday night is the weekend. Then Saturday. And then Sunday is like half weekend, because you gotta wake up early the next day, so you can't really take the whole day to be the weekend. You gotta start getting productive at like... even if not productive, you gotta like go to bed at like at least 8 p.m., which is, I mean, if you have to do anything, if there's a rule, then it's no longer a weekend. It's only a weekend if really you have, there's nothing going on. There's no rules. You can just do whatever. You can sit in your room and play video games. You know, you can't do that past 8 p.m. on a Sunday. So really, 8 p.m. on Sunday is when the weekday starts. Yeah. So that's my theory on weekends. And so because of that, this week's theme is gonna be, oh my god, I think they're coming. I actually think that they're gonna come and they're gonna kill me. And if you hear me go away and I don't come back and then it's Ariamon and Griffin, just know that Dingleberry died. They killed Dingleberry. But yeah. So the theme supposedly for those two is, New York, but, I'm nervous. I don't think they're gonna let me stay in here when they show up. I think they're gonna beat me. So that's WC Digital Card Park, and let's play the PSA for today. Let's play a good PSA. Let's find a nice one. Today I'm gonna play the one that we always play, which is this one. And I'm not even gonna turn my mic off. Maybe I will. You know, I am Dingleberry. I have to be good. I can't. What if they kick me off the show if I don't? Okay, here you go.
No one man should have all that culture, but this club can, you know we got the most, FCA's got GBMs every other Thursday.
FCA at UMD.com.
I mean, wow. That was just totally awesome. I love the Filipino Cultural Association here out in UMD. So yeah, I mean, that's a lot of it for me with just that. What the heck? What the hell? Who is signed in over here? Oh my god. Oh my god. Anyways. So one of my friends is still signed in. To the WMC radio. But yeah, this is Dingleberry, and, hi guys. I'm just gonna play some music that reminds me of freaking, New York. And here's the first one. It's gonna come on, you ready? It's gonna come on. It's gonna just fade in. Okay, guys. Bye. Hey guys, it's me, Dinkleberry. I'm back. And Griffin's here, so I have to go. No more Dinkleberry. I'm going back to being normal.
Were you Dinkleberry last week?
No. And it won't stop playing on Spotify. This is awesome. Anyways. What's up? Cecilia's here, I guess.
Hey,
what are you doing here?
I'll be out of the way, though.
You can be studying.
In here?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, why?
I have.
Wow, you're my assistant. I don't know how to sign into the Spinatron.
I'll do it on my laptop.
Okay.
Okay. Can you hear me? I can't hear
me. No, because I don't have you. There you are. So me and Griffin and Griffin's roommates are going to New York, which is why for this week we chose New York as our theme.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited to go to New York and then come back to Maryland, I guess.
Yeah, we still got to figure out what the whole plan is for that.
We should go to New York, come back, sleep over at mine, hang out with my parents for a few hours, do lunch, and then go to Harford County.
Okay.
And then see your parents.
My high school friends are having a thing.
In Harford.
It's like my friends, Sean and Nate are coming back, and then me, Gavin, Johnny.
Should I be there or should I be gone?
You could probably come, but I don't think you would love it.
Why? I love.
Well, you would. He wouldn't even be there.
Yeah. Johnny's going to be there and Alex is going to be there?
Alex won't be there.
Oh. Will Nate be there?
Nate would probably be.
All right, then I will have a good time.
Okay.
If that's what you're worried. If you guys want to do something where it's just, you know, your high school buddies, that's different.
That's it. TBD, I don't even know if it's happening. Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, let me I go figure that out. Oh, and they're jamming out.
Yeah. Oh, they were loud before you came in here. They were really loud.
They saw me come in and they realized they had to behave.
And now they have to go. Ah! Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah. I can do it.
Okay, let's play a thong. Oh, somebody forgot to sign out. So, Daphna Kutleroff.
Is that?
Yeah, coincidentally, Olivia's roommate. You are in the hot seat tonight. Because you did not sign out of your Spotify. I sent you a message about it. And you have a playlist called Come Dog. I don't know if you're allowed to say that on the air. That's wrong. You're wrong.
You're a bad person for that, honestly.
I kind of want to prank her, but I think that would be wrong. So I'm not going to do that.
Send her a death threat. Sorry, that's weird.
Hold on, I'm gonna make.
I like the song "Spit on a Stranger" by Pavement.
Yeah, me too. Let me name this. Can I name this album? I'm gonna make a post with all the songs we play today.
Poop list.
In her thing. How do you?
I'm in love with Johnny Roth. Please name it that.
No, no, no.
I am in love with Johnny Roth, and I want to go on a date with Johnny Roth.
This is no. This is Olivia's roommate who has a boyfriend.
Is it? But aren't they?
What are you talking about? No. What are you talking about? No, they're still together.
Still name it that though.
I'm gonna name it Happy Dudes, Exit Tunes, New York, Johnny Roth Special.
New York Johnny Roth Special.
I'm excited to go to New York. You guys are 21. Last time. No alcohol was consumed.
Because you guys are boring.
You drank some. Or none.
No, because I did. Oh.
Fireball shooters, I think.
Right. Well, you know, I'm not. No, we should go. I don't think we have as much money this time.
Yeah.
But guess who just got his laptop for his part-time job? Me. So I'm going to be making $400 a week.
Yes! That's a good amount of money. They're about to start playing the Smashy Pumpkins.
Oh, no.
Okay. Let me...
Song about New York, please.
Okay. Islands of Men by Geese. Geese is a New York band, and this is their new album.
Dude, New York is an island full of men.
There's so many men in there. You ever been to Ellis Island? That's what drew all the people there.
The men?
It was the islands.
Whoa,
of them.
These guys are good. These guys are pretty good at this.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good. I like what I'm hearing.
Who are they? Do you know them?
No.
Yeah. Better than,
Better than a lot of the bands here. All right, let me fade us out.
Yeah, they sound better than your friends, man.
Bye, guys.
Bye. See you later. I'm saying that's pretty New York to me.
That's like when you're in New York and you're trying to take the subway and there's a dude throwing poop like a chimpanzee. That's exactly what that is.
I like that one. And but yeah, spit on a stranger is also fitting because you can do that all everywhere in New York.
It's the only city where everybody's trying to spit on you.
Yeah.
What the heck?
I have to go to fucking 251. That's so far.
Oh, that is. Go Clarice way. The Clarice direction.
Is there a bus that goes to 251 from here?
No.
115.
Well, yeah, but it goes down all the way. Like, it goes all the way around campus.
Yeah.
I wonder if my girlfriend's listening to this.
Hey, Olivia.
Olivia Griffith.
Olivia. Hello, my sister. How are you?
Is she tuning in?
So they say.
I don't think my girlfriend's listening to this right now.
Dude, my girlfriend has never listened to this.
I'm listening. You guys have to play New York Cares by New York City by Interpol.
New York Cares. Nah, that song is not New York. Interpol's not even from there. They're from Britain.
Interpol is bad.
Well, to be fair, Paul Banks was born in Europe.
I don't know. I was just pulling that out of my
butt. Who's Paul Banks?
That's the lead singer. The guy that kind of looks like,
I don't know what anybody from... I just know what their album looks like.
Yeah. They look like, the Strokes if they're sad.
The Strokes are not... So, well...
They're all, like, really hot ugly. What the fuck was that?
Where's a... This is what they look like.
It just looks like every dude I've ever met.
It looks they all kind of look like they are in Hogwarts.
True.
Like
they all look like they're related to Michael Cera.
He's Malfoy. In some way, he's Malfoy. He's Snape.
Yeah.
He might also be Snape. What?
Him? Well, he's half Snape too.
Oh yeah, half Colombian, 100%
Snape. He's half what?
Half German, half Colombian.
If Snape was to be, I think, a racial mix, it would be.
Are
would
you guys
be...
playing any songs?
And then this guy looks like
we're
a
just
mouse.
Talking right now.
Oh, okay.
We usually play one song every 10 minutes. That's the rule. And then this guy looks tired. They kind of all look tired.
He's like significantly older than all of them. He used to work at like a dry cleaning place.
Oh, is he their teacher? All of them were in university and he was the teacher?
No, but he wasn't the original drummer of the band.
Oh.
They had some other dude. I forgot his name. Started with a G. And then they were like, you know what? You should join. But they all met at... All three of them met at NYU. Except Sam.
I don't trust them. Okay, I gotta find more New York songs. All right, do you have another New York pick?
A song that reminds me of New York is... Oh, wait, hold on. Let me think. What's it called? It's, this song reminds me of New York because this movie I think it takes place... No, it takes place in Chicago. But it's more New York-y anyways, you know? Like, there's nothing in Chicago. Chicago's not fast. Chicago's not jazz. Well, Chicago is jazz, but...
I didn't see any jazz when I was there. Only a little bit. There was only one jazz club that I passed.
Really?
We didn't go in, though. You had to be 34 to enter.
True. But, true, but...
Yeah. All right. Yeah, at the least, had to be mixed. So that cut a lot of us out.
All right, here's this song that you guys will all know, probably.
Thank you.
please?
Try right now.
Oh, God. I don't want more jazz. Oh, you
jazz
know,
sucks.
You
I hate jazz.
Sorry.
Just kidding. I like that.
Do you know what I did last week when you were gone, Griffin?
No.
I was like, I was panicking because I was like, oh, my God, I don't know all these popular artists that everybody was talking about. So I just Googled top 100 most listened to Spotify artists.
Mm-hmm.
And I listened to all the ones I didn't know. And guess what numbers 8 through 15 all were?
K-pop?
K-pop Demon Hunters. Not K-pop. Not like K-pop as a genre. But there's a movie about K-pop Demon
Hunters.
The one
that like, just came out,
yeah,
right?
On Netflix. And somehow, number 8 through number 15 are all artists that are featured on the K-pop Demon Hunters album.
That's crazy.
K-pop Demon Hunters.
K-pop Demon Hunters. I downloaded that episode, but I missed the deadline to download the one where it was the sports.
Where oh, it was the, no.
I was like, I might still email someone about that. Because it wiped all of September from the website.
Oh, crap.
And so I have to be like, hey.
Honestly, thank God. That episode was just nonsense.
The big game. I missed the big game.
That was a good episode. I liked that one.
Did you understand what was happening in the game, though? Did that part make any sense to you?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. I learned a lot about... I went to a tailgate this weekend, and I learned a lot, like a lot about... Or I learned that I knew a lot about baseball already. I was talking to, you know, Griffin, you remember Stacy, obviously.
Mm.
Stacy ran into me at the tailgate, at Olivia's tailgate. And we were both like, see, the Brewers are going to win. All the bases are loaded right now. It's all up to Henley. Well, golly, look at that sink down the middle.
Gee golly, grand slam.
Yeah, we were talking like we were from the Mid-Atlantic or something.
That's awesome. All I know is the greatest pitcher of all time is Ian Seymour.
Ian Seymour? I think Ian Pitchmore, buddy.
No! Look how happy he is. He's so happy.
You
look at
that man, don't you?
Look at the face he makes when he throws. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Look at that. That's not...
Oh. Everybody Google Ian
that's
Seymour.
Not, you know, he's just a guy. Also, we had presentation night, and that was really fun.
Oh, yeah, presentation night was awesome, too.
Big success. Lots of great... Oh, my God. Aiden was so funny.
He just couldn't read.
He couldn't read. And she Ceci told me that the entire time Tiana was just...
Did you not see her
during
face?
My presentation.
Yeah. She,
see her face? She was literally...
She genuinely couldn't. I mean,
it was so funny, and I kept looking at her. She did not break. She did not. Like, she did not.
Yeah, she couldn't
expression.
Believe whatever was happening.
It was so funny.
There's so much stuff where it was like, what is happening right now?
It was really funny though.
Yeah.
Why did we went to Popeyes like for no reason? We went to like that whole night felt like a blur.
Yeah, we just kind of did stuff because
we just felt like it.
We like saw that dude Johnny charge him a bajillion dollars.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Johnny was offered $3. Okay, free Johnny. Johnny's listening right now. He's gonna cry
because
you scared him so much that night. He starts and now every time
they're not gonna let me have you back over. They won't let if you keep talking bad about Johnny.
If you keep hitting Johnny,
if you keep okay, that's my bad. That's
now
you know.
He keeps flinching every time a girl's around.
Every single time you like raise your voice like.
Okay.
True, he does do that. But that's not because of us. That's because of... No, I was going to say something, but I can't say that.
Okay, I'm going to go Method Man by Wu-Tang Clan.
Method Man by Wu-Tang Clan. Method Man by Wu... Oh, good choice, because, you know, they are from New York.
They're from New York. They're Shaolin. Wu-God.
What?
Huh? Okay. Next. For me.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to fade us in. Here, you ready for this?
Johnny, you're forgiven.
Bedpost with your ass cheeks spread out and shit, right? Put a hanger on a fucking stove and let that shit sit there for like a half hour. Take it off and stick it in your ass slow like. Yeah, I'm fucking... Yeah, I fucking lay your nuts on a fucking dresser. Just your nuts laying on a fucking dresser and bang them shits with a spike fucking bat. I'll fucking pull your fucking tongue out your fucking mouth and stab the shit with a rusty screwdriver.
I fucking hang you by your fucking dick off the fucking 12-story building out this motherfucker.
I fucking sew your asshole clothes and keep feeding you and feeding you and feeding you and feeding you.
Yo, roll the dice, bro. Roll the dice. Yeah.
Yo, so it's going down like that, huh?
From the slums of Shaolin, Wu Tang Clan strikes again. The RZA, the Jizza, old dirty bastard, Inspector Deck, Raekwon the Chef, U Guard, Ghostface Killer, and
man.
The
Method. M E T H O D, man. 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 Get off my ground. You don't know me and you don't know my style. Who'll be getting grand when they come to a damn? Here I am, here I am, the Method Man. Patty cake, patty cake, hey, the Method Man. Don't eat Skippy Jip or Pete Pan. Peanut butter, cause I'm not butter. In fact, I snap back like a rubber band. I be Sam, Sam I am, and I don't eat green eggs and ham. Now the hitcher, when they got there, you'll be like, oh shit, that's the jam. Turn it up, now hear me get inside and outside, hitting you from every angle. There's no doubt I am the one and only Method Man, the master of the plan, rapping shit like Saran. Rap with some of this and some of that. Hold up, what? I thought I saw a putty cat over there, but I think he meant to be aware of the diggy dog shit right here. Yippee yippee yeah, yippee dog, yo. Like the acceptance in your average flow, coming like raw. Ooh, Archie Gaw. Tell me how you like it so far. Poetry's in motion, coast to coasting. Rub it on your skin like lotion. What's the commotion? Oh my lord. Another corn chop by the Wu-Tang sword. Hey, hey, hey. Like that. It's the Method Man. Ain't no whippin' about it. It's the Method. Right, y'all. Get your White House. Get your meth. Get your skins. Don't forget your Audi. And we gonna do it like this. I got fat bags and stuff.
I would play Jay-Z, but I would not like to play any Diddy one.
That was awesome.
I love that song.
That was so good. Oh my God.
So,
Ari, oh my God.
you guys didn't see it, but he's gooning. So I think that, you know, the thing about New York and any place where you put a bunch of people together is a lot of music comes out at a lot of different times. I would say that's as New York as you get with me. The way they say, I'm going to fucking put a little thing in your butt. Like, that's so New York. That's
I'm
going to
stick
thing.
A twig in your ear hole and twist it until you poop it on the other side. You know, stuff like that.
Yeah, but before... So New York has gone through, like, waves of crime. It got really bad, really, really bad in the 90s. The 80s and 90s were tough for the city. But before that, when Bob Dylan was there, New York wasn't half bad. It wasn't so... It was like the people who were criminals were Italians. It was a different group of people that were terrorizing the city.
Yeah.
And back during that time was kind of when a lot of, like, punk was born. And these guys are considered contemporaries of the Ramones. These are the New York Dolls. This is one of my favorite songs ever. And this song always makes me think of New York, because imagine wearing, like, a leather jacket, weighing 100 pounds, not having showered for 8 days, and you're, like, at a punk show in New York. Like, this is what that is. Unfortunately, we live in a time where skirting responsibility is not as easy as it was for the boomers, you know.
Jesus, troll.
Like, social mobility lowered, and so now, to be rich later, you have to be rich now, which I think is unfair. I want to be broke until I'm 25 and then suddenly start working as a data analyst and make $1 trillion a year. But the boomers took that with them, unfortunately. Ever since, like, Gen X on, you have to, like, work hard to have a job. It used to be that you could do literally nothing for 30 years of your life, and then you had to have a job when you had a kid.
Yeah.
But anyways.
Now you gotta cut both your legs off and...
And give them to...
Hobos.
No.
Yeah.
Give them to... Like, the Diddy Blondes.
Okay,
give them to Diddy Blondes. All right.
Here's the New York Dolls, and here's their song, 7 Day Weekend.
Well, it's 7 Day Diddy Blondes. I'm tired of sitting on a shelf. if we have time for a last pick, I might do like Beastie Boys or something.
Beastie Boys.
Meaty Boys. Or Sonic Youth.
Meaty
Television.
Boys.
Oh, Velvet Underground as well. Blondie. Right.
Well, they're going crazy in there.
Yeah, they sound good. I'm not, you know, not the worst band that could be playing during this time. Thank God they're not talking about teenage whores.
That's a callback for anybody who's listening for the first time. We don't.
Listening and you're part of that band, you guys gotta just quit. Actually, you guys gotta quit. I'm sorry.
You guys gotta all lose your hearing, and I think then some Beethoven-esque like thing will happen, and you'll get really good at whatever it is you're trying to do with your music.
Yeah. Yeah. Or they just quit forever, and I think that would be okay too. I'm sorry, I'm just mean.
Okay, what's this? Okay, there's a playlist. Sorry, on Spotify called Bloghouse, Bedroom Bootlegs and Electro Clash Gems. So, what is Electro Clash? Explain that to me.
To me, that sounds like soft cell. Like, you know the song Tainted Love, A Tainted Love.
Yeah.
That's what that seems like. That would sound like to me. But Bloghouse makes me think more like MGMT.
Yeah, that's here. What is Bloghouse?
Electro Clash was a Let me.
Why are these guys wearing suits? Oh, cover is MGMT.
Bloghouse is a term derived from the internet-driven indie electronic music scene of the mid to late 2000s.
Oh.
So bands like Justice, Crystal Castles, and MGMT.
MGMT is pretty good.
Have you heard Congratulations or Little Dark Age?
It's Congratulations. No, I have heard Congratulations and Little Dark Age.
The whole albums?
No,
for
no.
For both?
No.
The unpopular opinion, MGMT's best album is Congratulations. It is, like, not talked about a lot. It's a crazy album. Are they from New York?
But they're not considered cringe, are they?
I don't think so.
Like, that's what I don't understand. You know how... because people, like, it's widely accepted that 21 Pilots is kind of cringe.
Yeah, 21 Pilots is cringe.
And to me, when I see these guys, they look like their album cover for Oracular Spectacular looks like a 21 Pilots cover.
Yeah.
It's just hard for me to... I don't know. I feel like I'm always like, is this supposed to be cringe or can I like this?
Yeah, you can like them. I'll allow it. I think for my... Maybe I do MGMT for my last one.
What about Empires of the Sun? Empire of the Sun.
They have that one song.
All of their songs are just one song.
Yeah.
Like,
walking
it's the same.
On a dream.
Yeah, it's that same riff in every other song. They kind of just have the one.
It's like Cigarettes After Sex, where every single one of their... You've heard one of their songs, and then
it's
the
like,
rest
yep,
of
that's
them,
all
you've
them.
Heard of them.
That's
yep.
all of them.
Mm-hmm. You're in for a treat.
And the music and your baby tell me what.
But yeah, I think for this one, I'll go with NYC by Interpol, which is a good...
Shout out Sess. Yeah, this singer should stop singing because he's going to make the... Yeah. It's gonna make it worse. Yeah, he's making it worse. Anyways.
Oh, okay, he's goofing.
Yeah, baby.
Thought I knew which one. since they are a mess. I know you've supported me for a long time. Somehow I'm not
was fun. That
yeah,
was fun.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby.
Since we're just doing songs with the name New York in it, I'm just gonna do New York, I love you. Like, if you don't know this song, I don't know what to tell you, bro. This is the song that you're supposed to listen to when you leave New York.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun in New York. That was what this most of these have been. I forgot about the whole scoring system. I feel like all these are very New York songs.
It's just because New York is so everything that it's pretty hard to mess it up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like you couldn't find a song that sounded like New York. New York is literally a city that sounds like absolutely everything in the world.
Yeah. Big melting pot. I feel like, honestly, so many of these songs have been 5 out of 5 New York sounding.
Yeah, truly, truly.
But yeah, now we're sad and we're leaving New York and getting brung down, which was, you know, started with the last song. The 7-day weekend is over. It's done.
Yeah, yeah. You moved to New York for a week, and then this is the 8th day when you got to go to work.
Yeah.
And you're just like, what?
New York, I love you.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
But you're bringing me down.
Okay, bye, guys. See you soon.
Kermit sings this.
Kermit the Frog.
New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down. Like a rat in a cage, pulling minimum wage. New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down. New York, you're safer, and you're wasting my time. Records all show you were filthy but fine. But they shuttered your stores when you opened the doors to the cops who were bored once they'd run out of crime. New York, you're perfect. Oh, please don't change a thing. Your mild billionaire mayor's now convinced he's a king. And so the boring collect, I mean all disrespect, in the neighborhood bars I'd once dreamt I would drink. New York, I love you, but you're freaking me out. There's a ton of the twist, but we're fresh out of shout. Like a death in the hall that you hear through your wall. New York, I love you, but you're freaking me out. New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down. New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down. Like a death of the heart. Jesus, where do I start? But you're still the one pool where I'd happily drown.
That was New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down. And we're going to cram in another song. Here's Sabotage by Show Me the Body. Bye, guys. These are all very New York. Yep. That was 5 out of 5. The one before this one's going to be 5 out of 5, too. Bye, guys.
Yes, all of them, every song.
Why'd you sit back? He went up. Why? Just need a little recovery.